Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kendra. How may I help you?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, just barely. Let me get off the speakerphone. Maybe that'll help.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, you there?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're kind of low, but I can hear you.
Yes, sir.
My name is Branch. I'm sorry?
How can I assist you?
Well, my name is Branch, Robert Jerry Branch, and I just noticed on my statement from my bank that there's been a charge from your company of $94.90 that cleared the bank last Friday, the 10th of this month. I got absolutely no idea what that charge is for, but I'm quite sure that I did not order anything from your company.
Okay, could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Sure, 75965.
And your first and last name?
Robert Branch.
Okay, and could you verify your address for the security of the account?
It's 3402 Chimney Rock Drive in Nacogdoches, Texas.
So this is for the Virovailor mail enhancement that you paid.
It's for, wait a minute. What was it again?
It's for the Virovailor mail enhancement that helps with size and stamina. You paid the shipping and handling on the.
I got no idea what that is. Is that one of those products for men that have ED problems?
No, it's for your sex drive, sir. It's a mail
enhancement
supplement.
I see. Well, I don't want that. It has not even arrived at my house. I just caught it on my bank statement. So we need to cancel that order. And whenever it gets here, I'll send it back immediately.
No, sir. You don't have to send it back, but I can offer to, you know, place your account on a hold for 30 days so you do have time to use that product and get those results you're looking for.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm 83 years old. There's just not much chance that product's going to help me. So I'm going to get a refund one way or another.
Well, sir, the charge is valid on our end because you had to agree to those terms and conditions that stated if you didn't cancel, you would be billed the full price and it would become a monthly subscription.
Oh, Lord, that's even worse. So tell me again, what do I have to do to cancel this thing and get that thing off my checking account?
Well, we are running a special and I can offer to discount all future orders 50%.
Ma'am, I know you got a job to take care of and you're supposed to sell the product, but I am not interested in this product, period. You know, I'm not going to subscribe to something in the future. I don't want to subscribe to something for the present. I want it canceled and a refund on my account.
Even if I can do 75% off?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and the charge
is... Just try it in English. I do not want it.
Okay, sir, and the account can be canceled, and that charge of $94.90 is valid on our end due to the terms and conditions that were agreed to.
So tell me what I agreed to.
If you didn't cancel within the trial period days, you were billed the full price, and it became a monthly subscription.
Right. Okay, so what do I have to do to stop this? I mean, I want it stopped now, and I want a refund.
Well, sir, I won't be able to issue that refund due to the charge being valid on our end, but I did go ahead and get your account canceled.
Okay. Well, that's progress. Now, what do I have to do to get the charge taken off my debit card?
Well, sir, I'm not sure what you will have to do.
You work for the company. You don't know what I'm supposed to. Let me talk to your supervisor.
Sir, is there a reason that you would like me to get you connected over?
Yes, because I want a refund on this product. ASAP.
We'll say we do review the same information.
You do what?
We do review the same information.
Right. Well, what I want to do is, if you're not in a position to refund me this money, I want to talk to your boss. And if he don't help me, then I'm going to ask for his boss. So right now, you put your supervisor on the phone and let me talk to him or her.
Bear with me one moment. Bear with me a moment. Okay, getting you connected over now, sir.
Thank you.